You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Bioprotection Research Centre has announced that according to a student's research project, an Indigenous New Zealand fungus may help in controlling the growth of wilding pines. Wilding pines are an ecologically damaging weed species of pine that currently costs New Zealand a fortune in cutting down the trees and using herbicides to kill them off. The Indigenous fungus that may provide a more ecological and sustainable solution to wilding pines has been researched recently. I spoke to Genevieve Early, the student who conducted the preliminary research. We talk about her findings and what the next steps are for the project.
We want to know if we can use the native fungus armillaria, which is a pest in forestry because it damages pine trees, and whether we can use that to control the invasive pines that are popping up around the landscape. So I live in Canterbury in the South Island, and you definitely notice them when you're driving around.
Are they those funny sort of spindly-looking pine trees? Is that the look of them?
Yes, so they definitely don't look as nice and uniform as like the pine forestry blocks that you see. So they quite often pop up looking quite straggly and sad, and then they just really bulk up and take over from there.
Okay, so from this preliminary project, what were your findings?
So we found that there is a particular species, which is called Armillaria novae zelandii, that grew the fastest and basically biggest and strongest on all of the wood that we tested. This wasn't too unsurprising because that is the fungus that the forestry industry has been focused on controlling and removing for the last 30 years. So that was quite expected, but it performed better than we tested some other species that are in the genus Armillaria, but Limonaea and Pinulaea.
So using this particular fungus on wilding pines, why is this important? I know your research has pointed towards an opportunity to use the native fungus to restore ecosystems rather than just killing off wilding pine. Why is this important?
So the wilding pine control as it stands is really just focused on removal. So they're going out with chainsaws and herbicide and basically killing off as many pine trees as they can, which is great. It's a necessary step. But we don't have much by way of a cohesive like forest recovery plan after that, because the wilding pines are on so many land areas owned by different people with different interests, and there's not necessarily funding to go through and do a really expensive native replanting after control. There just seems to be a bit of a stumbling block that it's really hard to get the two steps to go together. So we're hoping that by introducing the fungus, it'll be something that potentially won't inhibit native plantings if people can do that afterwards, as well as stopping the recruitment of new pine seedlings that just pop up after control methods, because you've still got pine seeds sitting in the soil, right? So after you go through with the chainsaws and the herbicide, a couple of years later the seedlings have sort of resprouted.
So you're wanting to introduce this fungus where wilding pines grow rather than where other pines grow that we use in the forestry sector. Are these pines used for forestry native?
There are no native pine trees in New Zealand. So we're not anticipating that to be too much of an issue. The fungus is found in basically all of the native forest plots that we've surveyed and building on some previous fungal surveys. So it seems to be, we have native conifers like totara and kauri, and it doesn't seem to damage those particularly. It may be a different question when you're introducing it, say, in like a restoration planting with seedlings and young plants. So that is going to be one of the research questions that we're asking next year when I do my thesis project.
And so the idea would be to use this on land where wilding pines grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's going to be some tinkering with what sort of potential sites we could use. It's a pest in kiwi fruit growing and orchards. So obviously we would not want to be introducing it anywhere around commercial forestry or orchards, just in case. Although the forestry industry has done a really good job of controlling it in their plantations, and it's not much of a pest anymore. So I suspect it would potentially not be too terrible, but it could be really annoying if it got into forestry blocks. But yes, certainly we're not anticipating doing any fungal releases close to commercial interests.
Now, I know also in the press release you mentioned that it would be important to include iwi in this continued work as the fungus is used within sort of Te Ao Māori practices. Could you speak a little bit more about that and why it's important to include iwi in the ongoing process of this research?
So we've started to begin the consultation process with Ngāi Tahu, who are the majority of South Island iwi, and the ones directly linked to the Canterbury region. There's not a lot written about the fungus and its traditional use, so the indications is that it was eaten, but only in times of food scarcity. By all reports, it doesn't seem to be particularly appetising. So it's not a particularly well-known or well-written about species, but it's still obviously with that use in Te Ao Māori of historical and cultural importance to people. So we'd really like to continue the conversation with iwi as we go through the research. I mean, there are also iwi owning commercial forestry blocks and iwi that are impacted by the spread of wilding pines as well. So that's all things we'd like to keep in mind as we continue.
Now, is it common in bioprotection research to look for native ecological solutions rather than using things like herbicides to kill off damaging species?
It is not at all common to use native species. So the whole concept of bioprotection, if you think about a species that's invading, one of the theories as to why it's so successful in that new habitat is that it's being released from pressures that it would have had in its original country, such as predators, pests, disease, and without that pressure on it, it's able to get into a new territory or ecological area and just rip through. So that kind of assumes that in the new area where it's invasive, there aren't things that are native to that area suppressing it. So it's really unusual to be able to try and use a native species to do that. We're lucky that armillaria is a known pathogen on pines. So we think, well, there is a native enemy here, they just haven't had the opportunity to be introduced to each other in the areas where pines are invading. So the fact that we're using a native species as potential biocontrol is really quite novel and new. I've only been able to find one other paper in the world looking at using a native species as biocontrol.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. It kind of, that facet of it kind of flips the, like, whole invasion theory and enemy release on its head.
And just finally, would you briefly be able to explain what the next steps are? What is the next step in the research?
Right, so the next steps in my research, I'm starting my thesis next year, but we're going to look at, we've got several different isolates of armillaria from around the Canterbury and South Island area, and we're going to be doing some trial plantings with seedling pots, so we're not releasing this out into the wild at all yet. It's way too early for that. But we're going to be simulating a pine invasion by planting invasive pines in community pots with other native species, all at similar ages, and we're going to see if we can introduce the fungus and how well it works in killing or damaging the pines while it's in situ with other native species. So we're really hoping that it's not going to rip through and kill the native species in the pots, but that remains to be seen. So that's our next step.
That was Genevieve Early, the student who conducted the preliminary research with Bioprotection Research Centre in regards to the New Zealand native fungus that may help in controlling the growth of wilding pines.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.